We are learning Masechta Kedushin Daf Memhei Mabeis, and we're starting six lines from the top of Memhei Mabeis. Ahu Gavra the Kodesh Bekisha the Yarka. Someone was Mekadesh a Ktana, Shaloy Ladas Avia, with a bundle of vegetables. A bundle of vegetables in the shuk, in the street. So there's two strikes against him. First of all, a bundle of vegetables is barely worth a Shavu Pruta, and it is worth a Shavu Pruta, but it's barely. It's a bizarre shtickle, it's not a gold, it's not a nice diamond ring. And Beshuka, it was in the street. Amar Avina, fill him on the Chayish Hashem Hashat Zahav. Even according to Madiyama holds that we are Chayish Hashem Hashat Zahav, Hani Mil Derech Kavod. It's only if you Mekadosh your Derech Kavod. Ava Derech Bezoyin Loi. There you definitely can know, you're sure, the father is not happy about this, and it's not a Shrat, and therefore it's not Chal. Amar Rav Acha Medit L'Ravina, Bezoyin Demai. Which part is the Bezoyin? I Bezoyin the Yarka, is it Bezoyin of the vegetables? Or I Bezoyin the Shuka, or is it Bezoyin being in the street? What's the nafkamina? Why want to know? Nafkamina, the cause b'kasa b'shuka. Let's say he gave her kesef in the shuk, a ketana, or b'kis yarka b'kbesa, or in the house, gave her vegetables. Mai, are you worried? Are we chayish Hashem Shiratz Av in that case? Amalei, either be derech b'zoyinu. Either one by itself would be derech b'zoyin, and would not be chayish v'kedushin. Ahu dama l'krivai. There was an argument, a husband and wife had an argument, who to marry off their daughter to. They have the reshus to marry off their daughter, the father at least, and they were arguing who we're going to marry off to. She had a cousin, he had a cousin. So who am I lekrevai? He said, I want to marry to my craven. Vehi amr lekreva, and she said, no, to my carve. And I said, kafte, you know, she won. Kafte had the amala to have a lekreva. I said, he was masking. Okay, we'll marry off to your cousin. They made a big lechayim, a lot of food, carving stations. Ad ochli v'shasi. As they were eating and drinking, Osi Kreva, you see why? I understand that Kreva said, Osi Kreva, Be'igra, V'kitcha. His Karev came in the middle of the L'chaim, before they didn't eat the Kedushin yet, he came and was Mekadosh this Ketana, Shalei L'das Aviyah. He's Mekadosh her. So what's the Shaila here? Maybe Hashem is Ratzav, especially over here, where the father really wanted that in the Mechila. Maybe even set it up. Who would have know what happened? Like, what's the story over here? So what's the story? There's a big vart going on here for her relatives, and his relative comes to Mekadosher. So what's the halacha? Are we worried Shem Nesratzav? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, we're not worried. Why? Ksiv She'eris Yisrael Liyasu Avlov Liyadar B'chazov. The pasuk says that a Yid will not go back on his word. A pasuk at Tzefanya. She'eris Yisrael Liyasu Avlov Liyadar B'chazov. Liyamotzim Fiyam Loshen Tarmis. He doesn't change his mind. And he already said that he's going along with the wife to her craving. He's not going to change his mind. Therefore, not Chayesh Shem Esra'at Zahav. Rav Amar Adivim Shat. Rav says, Chazoko inam tareach besuda umafsida. He made a whole suda, a nice geshmak of art, and all the other, her craving were there, thinking that it's going there. He's not going to mess up, waste all that money and do the opposite thing. It's not going to happen. My benayu. What? No, it is Masiv because it was her family was there. His family was not there, so they didn't have to make another one. My benayo, ike benayo loy tarach. What's the nafkamina? Two reasons. If he didn't make a nice vart, so then according to Abaya, still he doesn't go back on his word. But according to Rava, it's only because of Chazaka that he's not going to be tereach and then be mafsida and then lose all that money and lose all that suda akapanim, all that tircha. And therefore, that'd be nafkamina to Rava and Abaya. We have two reasons here why we're not chayshish. Either it's Abaya because he didn't change his mind, Rava al tereach suda. Nafkamina is loy tarach. Another case. Hiskacho das avia. She's mekudeshes, fair and square, ladas avia. She's 100% mekudeshes, medaraisa. Now, there's the next part after Kedusha comes Nesuin. Nesuin also needs a father's reshus. Because until Nesuin, she's still a little bit in her father's reshus. Legabi Yarsha, Legabi Afaras Darim, and Legabi Chuma Medrabanan at least. Because of Simpun or Shema Yashke Lachiv Ima, like her early on in the Masechta. So Neskachu Das Avia, V'Holach Avia Amdias Yam, and he went on a business trip. V'Omdo V'Nissa, she went ahead herself and got married. Did Nesuin? What's the halacha? Is that a good Nesuin or not? Omar Rav, Rav says, Echelas B'Truma, Atchi Yovei Avia V'Yimcha. She eats Truma until her father comes back and V'Maycha. It means, right now you can assume her father wants the Nesuin. Like Rashi says, since the Kedushin was L'Daita, the Chuppah also, it's Nichalei, Achi, Nishma, V'yav, V'yimcha. You assume that the father wants the Nesuin as well. Since he's in the Kedushin, that's what Rashi learns. The other is Shoinim. If you look at the Rosh, is Mashma, that it's mutam is suffik. You're right, it's a suffik, but since it's only suffik derabanan, because when the raisa she eats truma, so misuffik she eats truma at suffik derabanan lekula. That's how the Rosh learns. But Rashi learns the Varas Itzchim is a casual daita. We can assume the soon he'll water the soon, so she can eat truma until he comes back and he's meicha. Rav Asi Yom Ha'inei Cheles. Shem Yavi 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 Yimcha. May the father come back and be Meicha. V'nim Shazara Cheles Truma Lafreya. Turns out a non-Kohen, if she's not married to a Kohen, she can't eat Truma. So it turns out she's a Zar eating Truma. Lafreya. Now, it's a little bit Shver Alosh and Shem Yavi that V'nim Shazara Cheles Truma Lafreya. It's not really a Zar because Medaraisa, since it's a Kedushin, she eats Truma. And even more you can ask. The Lachar, here you don't have to both reasons. What's the reason why Arusa doesn't eat Truma, even though she's really married? Either because Shem Yashku L'Achav Yimo, or because Simpon. Both of these don't apply anymore, because you already went through the Suun. So Tais says it's Kash, so Tais says it's Nimtza. Niro, the Zara, the Naka, Loikama, Shei Zara, the Raisa, Shem Yatar Arusa, Chalas Truma. El Zara, the Rabbana, Kama. Frank, Tais says, Va'apagav lo Shai, Chachaloi, Mashem Simpon, Lo Mashem Shem Yivzegu, the Kivin Nechzes Chupa, Duchta Miyachalo, she has her own place, Midduk Balag Lanjta, and checks her out. I feel a hachi like chilka chomes, like plug, but arusa arusa. As long as she has a din arusa, she has a din zar medar banan, and she can't eat truma, and therefore worried, he's even meicha, and turns out she was eating truma, shloika halacha. So we have a chlaikas here, Rav, and Rav Asi. So the Rav Uvda, v'chosh lo Rav lo Rav Asi. One of my stories like this, halacha l'maisa, and Rav was chosh lo Rav Asi, so that's how we're going to pass him, because you see he was chosh lo Rav Asi. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Maida Rav. Rav himself is anyway Maida. She in Mesa ain't a Yarsha. That if she dies, the husband will not be Yarsha. Usually, a husband after Nesu'in is Yarsha's wife. Here, for sure, since it's only a Suffolk, or even if it's like a Roy, still Uki Amana Chasmari. Still go was the Chazaka. The Chazaka is the father is the Muchzik over here, and it will not go to the husband until we know for sure that it's a Nesu'in. So, like the way the Rosh learns very smack. The Rosh learned that the reason why you eat chuma is because of Safik Darabana. But here, by a mominess, the Safik was Chazaka. Now, Infi Rashi said that it was like a Roiv because since he did a Kedushim, he still wants a Suin, you also, any Hokh Mamak Roiv, you go Bas Chazaka. And Tosis handles that even if it's Nichsim Alug, still, since the husband will get Nichsim Alug is only Mesafik here, so still, even that will go back to the father as Chazaka. The Rav will agree, you go Bas Cheskas Marei. And you'll not be Yerush. Another case over here. Niskasholadas, Venisis Shaloyladas. Same case before, but a little different. Vavia Khan. The Via is now Medina Siyam. The Via is right here in town. They have a Kedushin, then they have a big chasana making a suun. And the father's right here, he didn't say a word. So what's the halacha? Ravuno Aima Eina Echelas. Ravuno says you don't eat chuma. Rav Yirmi Rav Amma Echelas, eat chuma. What's pshat? Rav Yirmi Rav Eina Echelas. Vafilu Rav, if Rav Amma Echelas, when he goes to Medina Siyam, Hoshim to Islav, the father's not here. Hocha, the Islav, the father's right here. So, hide the Ishtik, Mirzav Rasach. That day he's being quiet, he's just so angry that you're making such a big pirza, you make a chasana, we're having to ask him. Then he's so angry, he doesn't even talk. And therefore, it's not a rai he wants it, fakert, so he doesn't really want it. He's quiet because he's angry. In Medina Siyam, you can assume he wants it. Here, he didn't say yes, he didn't say, I'm happy about this, he just was quiet, it means he's angry. Rav Yirmi Abba, I'm the opposite. I'm a Echeles. I feel Rav Asi, I'm a Echeles. Even Rav Asi says before, in Echeles. Hasim du Shem Yav 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 Yimcha. They're worried he might be Meicha. Ava Hakam, the Ishtik, is Tuchis Dachle. Here he's quiet. He obviously wants it. He obviously wants it here. So therefore, it's a Rai, he wants, it's Nichale, and therefore, he could, Kuli Alma, according to Rav Abba, he could eat Chumba. Now, what about the next case? Nitzkasha, Shaloy Ladas Avia here. Now we have even a Kedushin, Shaloy Ladas. Before, Kedushin Ladas, and Shaloy and Via Khan. Here, he did everything Shaloy Ladas Avia. The Skash is Shaloy Ladas Avia, Venice Shaloy Ladas Avia. Via Khan, and her father is here. Rav Huna, who said before, Eina Echeles, here he says Echeles. Rav Huna Ma Echeles, but Truma. Rav Yirmi Abba Ma Eina Echeles. So, Rav Yirmi Abba, you can understand. Before, he said Echeles, you know what? Because with the rice, really, she's eating Truma. Shaila was, if Nesun was a Ladas or not. So before, Rav Yirmi Abba said, Echeles, because he was quiet. But here, the Kedushin itself was Shaloy Ladas, so Yirmi Abba said, no, I'm more worried about this. I'm not so happy. Ein Echeles. But Rav Huna is a Pella. Rav Huna before says, Ein Echeles, even though Kedushin was a good Kedushin Ladaita. And here, when both are Shaloy Ladas, you say Echeles. You say Echeles? Ama Ula, Hod Rav Huna, Kechoy Mitzvah Shanaim, it's like vinegar in the eyes, Uchaashin Lanaim. And like smoke to the eyes. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, really. It says, "Chametz l'shanayim, chashon l'aynayim, kena otzel l'sholchav." A lazy person for his a lazy messenger is like a chametz l'shanayim. So, what? Why is it so shver? Because hashda ma'has something is deraisa. Ma before we midaraisa is a kedushin. Amrit le'achlo, you don't eat truma. Hacha le'kol shekain. Here, of course, you should be able to eat truma here. If you yashita before, what's going on? I'm saying it wrong. Madach de'bakdush deraisa, you don't eat it because you say he was angry. So here they did both shloy l'das. Of course, you should not eat truma and say he's angry. What's going on over here? Before, with Kedush Daraisa, we say you can't eat here. You could eat. Makes no sense. So he's never in the Vira Talmud. I agree to the Talmud. Rav Yirmiyah Abba was the Talmud Rav Huna. I agree to Rav Yirmiyah. Omer Rav, my Talmud Rav Huna. What's Takap Shad Rav Huna? So after Gemara, Hoyol v'nasiba maisi yisoyme b'chaya av. So what does that mean? Here, remember, her father's right here. She means a Kaddish of Shaladas, and she makes it a Suin Shaladas. Zog Rashi. Hoyol v'nasiba maisi yisoyme b'chaya av. Bechayav kitcho v'siatzma. In his lifetime, the father's lifetime, she's mekadosh herself and marry herself off shloy l'daita. Where is das? So kiilu yisayma. It's kiilu she's yisayma. V'ura v'shasak, and he was quiet. So that means oy hifker schus yeshul. Why either he was mafker schus, oy shtikasa heida. The bishlam is kachol daita v'nis shloy daita. He can marry mechadosh shtikam mitzvotam. Kuli alei shasak. He's such a big chutzpah. He's not going to be quiet. So there's two choices here. Either he was mafker schus. Or it's a hayda. That's the two choices. Break the plan, Yeshua. Okay. If it's shtika kayda, I understand why she's eating truma. Why? Because shtika kayda, it's a father's kedushin, it works. But if it's mafkir, if I'm mafkir as chosim, she goes and carries herself, she's still a ktana. Ktana kedusha is nothing. So what does that mean?
Or a
bet shtika rabbanon. Exactly. A bet shtika rabbanon. So how is she eating truma? Let's break the plan, Yeshua. And with the plan, Yeshua, that it's kedusha de rabbanon. And he only eats truma derabanan, takas. He only eats truma derabanan. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns of Rashi. I think the Ritva here learns different. The Ritva learns here, Pasha, that here, since it's supposed to be chutzpah, we assume the father wants it. Only that tzad. Rashi brings his new tzad, mafkas chus. But there's a chidush in the Pnei Yeshua is saying that a ketana herself can make a kedusha derabanan when a father's alive still. That's all a chidush. But his mafkas chus, we're saying it could be a kedusha derabanan. And that's why only be a truma derabanan. That's the fear of Pnei Yeshua. That's what comes out how he learns up this Gemara.